Welcome to Grand Rapids Daily. We're skipping our usual pleasantries today because we have a very urgent, severe weather alert to bring to your attention right at the top of the show.
That's right. The National Weather Service in Grand Rapids has issued a severe weather alert for today, Monday, May 18th. If you look outside right now, it might seem deceptively calm. It's currently 71 degrees with scattered clouds and a mild 12-mile-per-hour wind coming from the south-southwest. But conditions are going to deteriorate rapidly as we move into the afternoon.
We really want to stress the timeline on this. By 3 p.m. today, we are looking at a 99% chance of light rain. But the real threat begins this evening. That precipitation chance jumps to a guaranteed 100% by 9 p.m. tonight. And that 100% chance of rain is going to hold completely steady through midnight, into Tuesday at 6 a.m., and all the way until noon on Tuesday.
And this isn't just a gentle, lingering spring shower. The National Weather Service is specifically warning that the hazards associated with this incoming system include gusty, damaging winds, small hail, frequent lightning, and incredibly heavy, sustained rain. Local meteorologists are pointing out that our high heat and humidity today, we're hitting a high of 82 degrees with 66% humidity, are acting as pure fuel for these thunderstorms. Because of that highly unstable atmosphere, you need to take protective action right now. Secure any loose outdoor furniture, make sure your vehicles are parked under cover if at all possible to avoid hail damage, and most importantly, have a reliable way to receive weather warnings overnight. The heaviest, most moderate rain is expected around 9 p.m. tonight, but the severe threat continues well into Tuesday morning's commute. Exactly. Temperatures will drop to a low of 64 degrees overnight, but that rain isn't letting up until Tuesday afternoon, when the chances finally drop down to a much more manageable 27%. So please, stay weather aware, keep your phones charged so you can hear those emergency alerts, and drive incredibly carefully tomorrow morning.
All right, keeping that severe weather front in mind, we still have a very busy news day to get through. We've got a major, highly contested zoning debate heating up in Easttown, and Corwell Health is bringing a massive $55 million expansion to the Medical Mile. Let's dive in. We're starting today with a story that has completely dominated local community boards, neighborhood Facebook groups, and city council agendas over the last week. The Grand Rapids City Council is currently debating a highly controversial zoning ordinance focused on the Easttown neighborhood, and it is bringing the ongoing conversation about housing density in West Michigan to an absolute boiling point.
It really is. The specific proposal on the table, drafted by the city's planning department, aims to rezone a very prominent four-block radius surrounding the Wealthy Street corridor. Right now, that area is primarily zoned for single-family homes, with a few legacy duplexes that were grandfathered in decades ago. But this new ordinance would dramatically alter the landscape by allowing for mixed-use developments of up to four stories high by right. That means developers wouldn't need to go through the lengthy, often contentious special land use permit process to build them.
And that by right designation is exactly what's causing the friction. Last night's Planning Commission meeting ran for over 3.5 hours, and it was almost entirely dominated by public comment. The catalyst for this zoning shift is a proposed 400-unit project from Midwest Urban Properties. They want to put in ground floor retail with three stories of apartments above it, right in the heart of Easttown, replacing an old, underutilized commercial lot.
The pushback from the Easttown Community Association was intense and highly organized. Dozens of residents showed up wearing matching shirts to protest the scale of the development. A massive portion of their concern centers around infrastructure, specifically the parking situation. The current proposal only includes about 250 parking spaces for those 400 units. Residents are arguing that the overflow is going to completely choke the surrounding residential side streets, which anyone who lives here knows are already packed on any given weekend because of the existing bars and restaurants on Wealthy Street. Right, but the developer has a very calculated counterargument to that parking concern. Midwest Urban Properties cited a recent transit study suggesting a 40% reduction in vehicle reliance for residents living directly on the Rapids' high-frequency bus lines. They argue that building dense, walkable housing along established transit corridors is the only sustainable way for Grand Rapids to grow without bulldozing more green space on the outskirts of Kent County.
They're trying to attract a demographic that doesn't necessarily want or need to own a car. And we have to look at the affordable housing mandate tied to this ordinance, which is a massive piece of the puzzle. To get that buy right approval, the developer has to guarantee that 20% of the units are capped at rates affordable to those making 80% of the area median income. Housing advocates at the meeting pointed out that Easttown has become increasingly unaffordable over the last decade. They see this density as a necessary, albeit painful, step to bring working class families, teachers, and service industry workers back into the neighborhood.
The mayor actually weighed in on this late yesterday afternoon in a press release. She acknowledged the growing pains and the very valid frustrations of the current Easttown residents, but she stated plainly that Grand Rapids is currently facing a deficit of over 10,000 housing units citywide. She argued that if every neighborhood blocks density out of parking concerns, the housing crisis will only deepen, driving rents even higher across West Michigan and pushing people further out of the city limits.
It's a classic, incredibly tense urban planning standoff. You have the immediate, tangible concerns of the current residents: traffic, parking, noise, and neighborhood character pitted against the broader, systemic need for more housing stock. The Planning Commission ultimately tabled the vote until their next session on June 2nd. They've asked the developer to come back with a much more robust traffic mitigation plan and a clearer outline of how the affordable units will be managed.
Which means this debate is far from over. We'll be keeping a very close eye on that June 2nd meeting, because whatever gets decided here could very well set a major precedent for how Grand Rapids handles upzoning in other historic, high-demand neighborhoods like Heritage Hill and the West Side.
Moving on to our second story, the Medical Mile is getting another massive, landscape-altering upgrade. Corewell Health just announced a $55 million expansion to their downtown research facility. And this project is going to have some serious long-term ripple effects for the local economy and the healthcare landscape in West Michigan.
It's a huge development, and it really solidifies the city's investment in the life sciences sector. They are adding 150,000 square feet to the Innovation Park downtown. This new wing is going to be almost entirely dedicated to pediatric oncology and cutting-edge neurological research. It's also a major joint venture. They are partnering heavily with the Michigan State University College of Human Medicine, which already has a massive state-of-the-art footprint right across the street.
The economic impact study they released alongside the announcement yesterday is pretty staggering. They are projecting that the construction phase alone will create around 300 temporary, high-paying union jobs. But the real headline for the city's economic development team is the permanent employment. Once the facility is fully operational, it's expected to bring in 250 permanent clinical and research jobs to the downtown core.
And these aren't entry-level positions by any means. The report notes that these new roles will have an average salary of around $85,000 a year. That kind of job creation is exactly what local economic developers have been trying to attract to Kent County for the last decade. High-paying, knowledge economy jobs that keep university graduates in the area instead of losing that talent to Chicago, Boston, or the East Coast. Absolutely. The timeline for this is moving incredibly quickly, too. They are slated to break ground this coming October, with an ambitious target to open the doors by late 2027. But of course, with any massive construction project downtown, there are going to be some serious logistical hurdles for residents to navigate. Right, let's talk about the infrastructure side of this, because it's going to affect a lot of commuters. To accommodate the new facility and the massive influx of employees, Corewell is also building a new 800-space parking structure off Michigan Street. City planners have already flagged that this is going to cause some significant traffic disruptions during the 18-month construction window. Michigan Street is already a notorious bottleneck during rush hour, especially with ambulances and hospital staff shifts changing. The city is currently working with Corewell to implement temporary lane reconfigurations, but commuters should definitely brace for delays starting this fall. However, hospital officials argue that the long-term, life-saving benefits far outweigh the temporary construction headaches. They really emphasize the advanced research capabilities this brings to Grand Rapids. By keeping advanced pediatric oncology research local, families in West Michigan dealing with incredibly difficult diagnoses won't have to travel to Detroit, Chicago, or out of state for certain specialized clinical trials. It truly consolidates Grand Rapids' position as a premier destination healthcare hub in the Midwest.
It's a transformative project, without a doubt. We'll continue to track the construction progress, the finalized designs, and any major traffic updates as they get closer to breaking ground this fall. All right, we've covered some heavy topics today. But before we wrap up, let's hit a few more stories real quick.
Sounds good. There's a lot moving around the city, so here is a roundup of what else is making headlines across West Michigan.
The Grand Rapids Public Museum just secured a massive $2.5 million grant from the state to kickstart their ambitious riverfront renovation project. This is honestly long overdue. The plans include expanding their outdoor educational spaces and creating a much better, seamless connection to the Grand River Trail system, making the museum grounds a real destination even if you aren't going inside. Exactly. Construction is expected to start next spring, and it should completely transform how visitors interact with the river downtown.
If you didn't get your tickets for the Frederick Meyer Gardens Summer Concert Series this morning, you are unfortunately completely out of luck.
Yeah,
the entire lineup sold out in a record-breaking 45 minutes. I knew the Orville Peck and Ray LaMontagne shows would go fast, but the whole 30-show season disappearing that quickly is totally unprecedented for the venue. It just goes to show how much pent-up demand there is for live outdoor music in the area right now. The secondary market for these tickets is already getting incredibly expensive. Drivers, beware. The Kent County Road Commission is warning of major delays on 28th Street starting tomorrow as crews begin a massive 2-mile resurfacing project. They are reducing traffic to one lane in each direction between Breton Road and Kalamazoo Avenue. That stretch is an absolute nightmare on a good day, so definitely find an alternate route if you commute through there. The project is expected to last through the end of June, so pack your patience, use 29th Street, or just avoid the area entirely if you can. Finally, Grand Rapids is keeping its Beer City USA title secure. Local breweries took home an impressive 12 gold medals at this weekend's Michigan Beer Cup in Traverse City.
Always great to see our local brewers getting recognized on a state level against some really tough competition. Founders, Brewery Vivant, and Mitten Brewing all had a really strong showing in their respective categories.
Definitely a great excuse to get out and support our local tap rooms once the severe weather passes later this week.
And that is going to do it for today's episode of Grand Rapids Daily.
Thanks so much for tuning in.
We want to remind you one last time to please take that severe weather alert seriously today and tonight. Secure your outdoor items, keep those phones charged, and stay weather aware. We'll be back tomorrow with more updates on the storm's aftermath and all the news you need from West Michigan. Stay safe out there, and have a good one.